Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, my wife and I were way out in front on the wedding thing with Brightside. We got married 14 years ago, played Brightside at the wedding. It was a banger. Now it's like every wedding you go to has Brightside. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not going to say like we started it, but I'm not going to also...
You kind of are.
I'm not going to not say we start, you know?
Maybe you did.
It might have been us.
Pioneers.
Pants off, dance off actually Possibly. Happened during Brightside at my wedding.
Really?
Yeah, my buddy's pants came down on the dance floor. It was hilarious.
Just one buddy?
Yeah. Shout out to my buddy Nick. It was hilarious.
That is fun.
Yeah. My wife and my buddy Donnie Dougied with each other at the wedding. We had a blast. My wedding was a freaking party. Great.
I love this.
Yeah. I'm like a Dougie, dude. She can move. She's got good moves.
Ah.
Yeah. All right.
And you're not a, you're, are you a wallflower?
I got moves. I'm okay. I'm not going to get out there.
I've
and Dougie,
seen you
but
get
I can
out
dance.
There and get
I'm
active.
Garbage.
I'm, thank you, Fran. I am a big dance like nobody's watching as a mentality kind of guy.
No, I've witnessed that. You guys are amazing.
Yeah,
together.
We bring it. We
you
bring
guys
it.
Get it.
We get after
going.
It, as they say. Yeah. Yes. Twitter poll question of the day.
Now I need to see it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. We're good wedding guests. I'll say that. Twitter poll question of the day.
Tireless.
Yeah, we go.
Seriously,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, we go. Well, we like to go to fish shows, like to go to concerts. Kind of our thing. Live music. Give us live music and we're ready to roll. Twitter poll question of the day is sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. John Ritchie, how do you think the results came down? Our question today, are you fully back in on the Phillies? A, yes, B, no. How do you think the voting came out?
I really... have a tough time. I do feel like it's overwhelmingly positive today. So that's going to influence things. 62% say they're back.
Close. 72%.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah. People are starting to be in. Yeah. And look, a long way to go, but it's nice to see them starting to right the ship after
that.
A,
without
you know,
Bryce, we, you know, so we're able to overcome some of the you know, shortcomings against a team that we know should be pretty formidable.
Mets are a good team.
They were slumping, though. So how do you factor that?
It's baseball. You know, like we were slumping a week and a half ago, whatever. You know, I think, look, I'm not going to overreact and say, oh, they're winning the World Series because they beat the Mets in a 2 of 3. But I am... I think it was a good win. I you know, you want to see it and you see him play well. Like, you know, it's all you can ask for right now.
It's thrilling, this idea to see how we stack up against the Houston Astros in this next series. It, you know, just another, you know, real challenge, you know, a good measuring stick to see where things are going to take us.
215-592-9494. Time's yours coming up in a bit. Let's get some calls in before then. Let's talk to Violet in Virginia. What up, Vi?
Hey guys, how are you?
Great, Violet.
I am so excited. I have never fallen off the train for the Phillies. I mean, I love that when their backs are against the wall, and it's been happening time and time again this year, they just come back and they just prove the fans wrong when they get down on them. I mean, this was a huge, huge series in my opinion. And they came back, you know, they came out on top. I thought I love the pitching was amazing. You know, I loved how they picked each other up. I just thought it was an all around really great team win. And to do it without Bryce is even more impressive. So I can't even imagine when he gets back what's going to happen. So,
yeah, look, and I think to force Bryce to not try and rush back. We can win without you. Don't rush back.
No,
get this
right.
Yeah, which is important. He's always rushing back. He's always back quickly. This wrist thing is clearly a lingering issue from last season. So, you know, just get as right as you can get. Maybe it'll never be right. We don't know, but get as right as you can get.
And I do have to chime in. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're good,
bud. I do have to chime in about Alec Bohm. I kept telling you guys.
I know, you've always been a Bohm supporter. Always.
I always have. It was not last year was not a fluke, but you know, and I'm really, really happy to see that he's coming around. So
you're not worried
at
all that he might go into a glum slump again?
Nope. Nope, not worried about it.
Love it.
Nope.
Love it, Vi. Love the positivity. Vi, you got an answer for the title for us?
I do. I don't know if it's been said yet, but I think it's perfect for summertime, Margaritaville.
Oh, great answer. Yeah, we had cheeseburger in Paradise, but not Margaritaville yet. Just surprising.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're right. We had tequila.
Sunrise. Yeah.
Sunrise.
Yeah, but no
Margaritaville.
Nice job, Vi. That was a good answer. Let's talk to Brett in South Jersey. What up, Brett?
How you doing?
Hi, Brett.
I know they said I'm sure on time. I just want to say Friday, the first game of the series was the most exciting game I've ever been to or I've ever even actually seen.
It was a really exciting one between, like we talked about, having that, the bases loaded double play with them scoring close, with the Wheeler start and the getting fired up, with, Taiwan giving it up and them taking it right back and the Casty homer to, like, kind of exclamation point it. It was a really, really fun night of baseball.
I have to say this. I still think, they're in a slump, the Mets, right now, and we're not in a slump. So I still think the Mets are the better team.
The Mets are a really good team, and to your point, the Mets are still ahead in the season series. They've played six games. The Mets have won four of them. So, to your point, I'm not...
We don't play them again now until
was it end of August, somewhere in there, week like that? But the point being that, look, I think it was important for this team to show that they could play with this team after, the last two series, the playoff series, and then the start of the year. But to your point, Brett, it is just one series in June. We can't, take too much from it.
I hear you. For my movie, I caught in the end of the show, but a movie with a title of the food.
Yeah, what do you got?
Has grapes of wrath been said? Or?
Oh, no, that's a great answer, dude. Grapes of wrath is a big answer.
Huge one.
Yeah,
what did he say?
Grapes of wrath.
Yeah. Holy cow.
Oh, my God, Fran.
So that's another one with grape.
What?
Man.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Like 90% of the ones that I haven't heard of.
Oh, my God. Grapes of Wrath is like the English class. Like, I mean,
did you go to English class?
Have you heard of John Steinbeck before?
Regina hates me.
Wow. This is disappointing.
You've never heard of John Steinbeck?
Who?
I mean, I get not knowing a children's author because it was really just dependent on what your parents
were. Oh, you said John Steinbeck?
What?
Who is it? John Steinbeck?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I think I have.
I think.
Let me double check.
What are you double checking with?
Yeah.
Yourself?
Where do you double check that?
Somewhere. I think that needs to be checked.
John Ritchie does hate you.
Something needs to be checked. I think something does need to be checked back there. Yeah. Your hate has been justified. Jeez Louise. All right. More calls in a minute, but let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Yeah, time's yours. 215-238-4500. Call up and rip Fran for not knowing the Grapes of Wrath and not knowing... Ever heard of John Steinbeck?
Garbage.
Time's yours.
Heard of John Steinbeck?
Yeah, unbelievable. Better question. Do you have any other drops on your drop board?
I got about 45 other ones.
Played 18 times this show.
It's been
lack of diversity of drops here. All I've heard is garbage.
I've used
Paul.
Two. Yeah.
Yeah. You could do better. I know you could do better. Time's yours is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go, only from Xfinity Mobile. It's Hit with Time's Yours.
Has anyone noticed how much better they're playing without Bryce Harper in the lineup? Just saying.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They're winning games. They're playing better. Guy never won anywhere he was. If he comes back, I'm afraid they're not going to win too much more.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
That's silly. I couldn't disagree with it.
He's been so clutch in postseason games when it matters the most.
They're better with Bryce Harper. Stop.
What a great job you're doing with Joe out. The show is really missing something without. I can't even keep a straight face. That's one of the true joys of life. Joe, the camera vacation season. Time's yours.
Hey, that was really very good.
Well done, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Can somebody please tell Schwarber how to run? Y'all see that when he was coming around the bases? The man is like a freaking tank. He's like struggling to move. You don't even have to run that fast. Just take larger steps.
It's the, yeah.
It was so weird.
It's the steps.
Up,
it's
man.
Like he looks like a little like.
Come on.
Like his legs are moving so fast, but his body's not moving
fast. It's kind of like Fred Flintstone.
Yes, it's exactly what it is. It's Fred Flintstone.
But
yes.
It's not like Fred. I mean, Fred Flintstone. That's
way too far.
His
little legs are moving
far.
So quickly, but he's just not moving
he's
that fast.
He's not. It's comparable.
If I wasn't so stressed at the moment it's happening, I'd be laughing a lot more.
I know, right? I know. But it is funny.
He's amazing.
Yeah, it is a very specific style of running. With you can see it, you know, where it's like the legs look like they're moving a lot faster than the body moves. Yeah. All right, we'll shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and
you're
complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
That's a really funny call. And, you know, we all think
I know, we see him.
And man, I wish he could just, like, run, like, a little bit more fluidly.
Naturally. Yeah.
But, man, because he's so incredible. He's so incredible at the plate.
Stop doing that. That's so funny.
You know?
Yeah.
Is he faster than Bone?
I think everyone is.
He's got to be. But then again,
like, I think everyone
Bone
alive
is
probably
covering
faster than
a lot of ground with each
legs.
Stride.
It is.
It's the opposite.
They have a lot of slow. Like to have three guys who are
but
as slow as those three is that's really a lot of
think
slow
how
in the
different
lineup.
The Bohm slow and the Schwarber slow.
Oh,
is.
Totally.
You've got like five steps. Per stride.
Yeah.
You've got five Schwarber steps.
Tiny little steps.
Per Bone
and then
stride.
Huge steps. Yeah.
Both equally slow.
It would be funny to watch them like side by side running.
Yeah.
Bohm is like slow mo and Chariots of Fire on the beach.
Yeah, it really is. I agree with you. Yeah, Bohm, you watch him and you're like, how are you not covering? To your point, with the steps, you'd be like,
yeah. Yeah. Are you not just getting there naturally?
Getting more
he's
ground.
Very,
even looking,
very
yeah. It's
tall.
It's
he's
shocking.
Long. He is a long human being. Yeah. But who knows? Maybe someday it'll catch up to us.
Catch up to himself.
Yeah, no, everyone can catch up to us, that's for sure. Yeah. No problem catching up.
Lots of
215-592-9494. Let's squeeze one more call on here before we get out of here. Let's talk to Jeff in New Jersey. What up, Jeff?
Hey, man. How you guys doing today?
Doing great, Jeff.
All right. Just real quick, I was just trying to get my answer. They might have been taken, but first time, long time in a long time. So
nice,
breakfast
man.
At Tiffany's.
Breakfast, I guess it's not
what?
Like a breakfast. He's saying
oh,
breakfast.
You're eating
yeah.
breakfast as a whole. That's
no.
Yeah, I don't know if it counts. You can do better.
We
right.
do eat breakfast.
We do. We do eat breakfast. But, you know, I
a
guess
lot.
If cocktail
I mean,
counted.
I would figure every day, but, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know, here's what I'll, here's
a thick item.
Here, I'm gonna boil this down for you.
Yes.
It's like putting the offensive line second on your top 11.
That's
well,
a great call
exactly.
right there.
That's a
well
good
done.
Entire
yeah.
offensive
it
line.
What an
feel like you're cheating the system.
I was trying, guys. It was like.
No, no, Jeff.
We appreciate it, Jeff.
I do think outside
Jeff,
the box is
you did
always a word.
Agree. And you
merit.
Did the most important thing. You said first time, long time, which is really all that you
that
had
is
to
cool.
accomplish. You could have just hung up after that. And it would have been
last
fine.
Last time I called was when the Eagles 2003 and Angela sitting there ripping the Eagles.
Wow.
And they actually went to the Super Bowl. It was just, you know, I don't know. Same kind of talk that we're having now when you have maniacs over there saying this, that, and the other thing. But if everybody just earned their paycheck. You see the Phillies. I don't. It's not that I want Bryce Harper back. Obviously, he's the player he is. Give me a break. But you see all the young talent that they brought up, and now all these other guys who are the veterans on the team, and this, and then you got Castellanos and all. They got to be looking over their shoulder a little bit to where it's like, all right, you know, I'm sure they probably don't care overall where they end up. The guys, those guys are all professionals. They all earned a lot of money.
But it matters. Competitive, it matters. It matters to be pushed and to be, you know, competed with and whatnot. It brings out the best in people. I'm totally with you. Hey, Jeff, great call. Call us more often, buddy.
Thanks, Ben.
All right, pal.
It's good that JT Realmuto didn't try to run at the same pace that Castellanos was running
around. But he wouldn't have scored. I mean, it was close to the second.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so...
Did it appear that guy, the catcher, was surprised?
Oh,
that JT,
yes.
Like, because he thought it, you know, he got happening. The one and he was just like, what?
Yeah. Because I think he might have been able to get him if he had been focusing on just getting JT.
That's what I think. You That's know? What I think. Yeah.
It was a great decoy or something.
Yeah. What a play. We'll remember that for a while. All right. We got to pick a winner. We had some really great answers today. I think the best ones that stand out: Raspberry Beret, Mystic Pizza, Ratatouille, Strawberry Fields Forever, James and the Giant
Eating
Peach.
Gilbert Grape was really good.
Grapes of Wrath. I think Peanuts. I think those are the ones that stand out. What do we think?
I love Ratatouille and Mystic Pizza. Those are my two
favorites. Ratatouille and Mystic Pizza. Fran, which way have you gone? Grapes of Wrath, obviously, from you.
Yeah. By the way, no, none of Steinbeck's work. So this guy's a fraud. Strawberry Fields Forever.
That's a good answer.
This guy's a fraud, wow. He said.
I always speak to
John
this
Steinbeck.
This guy's a fraud.
On Fraud Watch, yes, of Mice and Men. Is it really great?
The band?
The band?
Hey, of Mice and Men? Is that what
you
said?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh, my God.
I will go in and slap him. Yeah.
Well, the band. I heard the band. I thought it was talking about, like, the band. You know, what a great band. The band. No, wasn't going there either.
Isn't there a curriculum in the schools that you went to?
Yeah,
that
I feel
you
like
had
school
to
district
have heard.
Did you go to? That's,
I got the job done. Congrats.
You had to have heard of...
They teach it in school. Like, what? I'm so confused.
I was a big. I read the Narnia books.
Of Mice and Men. God. I guarantee you read Of Mice and Men.
Oh, my God.
No. Magic Treehouse?
Yep. Oh, my God. All right.
Series of Unfortunate Events. That's it.
I think Peanuts is a great answer.
Cream was a great answer with Wu-Tang, by the way, too, I thought. But go ahead. Yes.
Peanuts was a huge answer.
Peanuts
and remember,
was a really
Joe
cool answer.
Can't say it.
Yeah, I like the he says Peanuts.
Yeah, because it's a cartoon.
It's clever.
And
it's clever. Yeah. So, all right. So official votes. Pick one.
I will go Ratatouille.
You're going Strawberry Fields. You going Peanuts?
I kind of want Grapes of Wrath or Peanuts.
Okay, so I get to choose one of them. I'm going to go with... I think it's Grapes of Wrath.
I love that.
Yeah, and it's the Fran thing.
I'll go with
Grapes
that.
Grapes of Wrath is the correct answer. It is the most... I think it's the most iconic...
And we need to punish Fran somehow.
We need to John. We need to make him read it.
We need to make him read it.
More
I love that. Yes. Yeah. All right. You have to read a Steinbeck book, and you cannot work with this show until you do that.
And we want a
yeah.
book report.
Okay.
Yes. I love that. All right. Seriously. Awesome job, Fran Rojas, minus the last, 5 minutes or so. Everything else, you did a great job today. Vani Hanamirian, awesome job helping out with audio behind the scenes. Thank you to everyone who called in. Couldn't do the show without you. For Rhea,
great
for
job,
John, thanks,
Jimmy.
Buddy. This was fun. Joe, we believe we'll be back tomorrow. Maybe, maybe not. We'll find out. Until then, keep it here. Joe and Hero up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.